This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help. 954-966-4646.
Ohio John, thank you, sir. Appreciate you. He says, morning, Tanner Connor seems to have a great speed and athleticism, but they say tight end is one of the toughest positions for young players to learn. What skills will we have to display to become a solid contributor and not become the next Michael Agnew? Thank you, my brother. Well, the good thing is this guy's not a high-round pick like Agnew. Agnew was a third-round pick, so there was some pressure on him to perform. For Tanner Connor, he's kind of a project in a way, former track guy and all that. So I think that you've got to see what he can do in the blocking area. But I talked about this on Saturday. There's clearly something that they want to do, and that's add speed to this offense. They did it to the running backs. They did it to the wide receivers by adding Tyreek, and even Cedric is a big and fast slot guy. So you're also adding speed there. And now they're looking to add speed to the dimension of the tight end spot. So this project, you've got to see how much of a blocker is he? Can he help you as a blocker? Because you're talking about a converted wide receiver to tight end, and he also is going to have to learn how to block. Now, you're not going to get a ton of blocking from Gesicki, right? Although he is getting his nose dirty and trying to learn it. And I think that's kind of the test, is finding out how much is he going to be a part of the running game? How much can he be a part of the blocking? And then the receiving side, he's already made an impact there. So you know that he's a difference maker out there. They're trying to really put a lot of speed out on the field.